So until 11:25, we will be talking the, you know, objectives and, of course, the goal of the 2015 National Youth Policy that is being implemented by the Ministry of Youth and Sport with other supporting ministries and, of course, our stakeholders. Now, to set the ball rolling, Chileche, just to get the ball rolling, indeed, what would you kindly share who is classified as a youth, as we already classified ourselves as youth?
Okay, so just to get the ball rolling and so that everybody understands who we are talking about when we talk about a youth. As per definition, a youth is a male or female person that is aged between 15 and 35 years of age. Of course, this definition is according to the African Youth Charter, which was adopted in 2006, and also according to the National Youth Policy of 2015, which we will talk about in detail today. And I think it's important to note that the youth policy before that, the 2006 National Youth Policy, had a different classification of the youth. But the definition was revised to just further include youths that are in the bracket of 15 to 17. So now a youth is defined as a female or male person that is aged between 15 and 35. Before it was less than that, and it was 18 to 35.
All right, and so why did government formulate and implement the National Youth Policy that's, you know, being implemented by the Ministry of Youth and Sport with other, you know, line ministries and stakeholders?
Well, as you know, Kachana, our youth in Zambia, and I think even in the continent as a whole, are facing various challenges. And to just help deal with these challenges, we need both legislative and policy instruments to implement various activities that can help the youth overtake and overcome some of these challenges. Some of the major challenges that our youth are facing in our country is issues of unemployment, where there are so many youth that are unemployed. They are also having challenges to access to financing, for example, in terms of those youth that do have the entrepreneurial drive. Have challenges accessing financing for these entrepreneurial programs and projects. And we have noticed also that there's a challenge in terms of the manufacturing and industrial base in terms of youth involvement, which needs to be looked at. Of course, government, through the industrialization policy and various programs such as the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, the Youth Development Fund, have emphasized and prioritized the youth, but more really needs to be done, as we all know that Zambia has a youthful population. I think another challenge that was highlighted and we have noted as well is lack of opportunities for internship, apprenticeships, and general mentorship as a whole. We see many youths, for example, grappling with the issue of, for example, lack of experience when they graduate or when they want to come into the professional setups and various sectors of the society where they need to be productive. And the youth policy, the National Youth Policy of 2015, most likely, and if not, tackles these challenges by stating that its vision is a nation of skilled, enlightened, economically empowered, and patriotic youth. So it does have a drive for empowering the youth, and its theme is towards a skilled, enlightened, economically empowered and patriotic youth, impacting positively on national development.
All right, so dear listeners, in case you're just tuning in, I am talking to Ms. Chileche Chaunga from PMRC. She is a senior researcher there, and we are indeed, you know, looking at this commemoration of Youth Day, which was on the 12th of March this year, we thought it fit to actually remind the general public of the goal and objectives of the 2015 National Youth Policy that is being implemented by the Ministry of Youth and Sport with the support of other line ministries and stakeholders. We are discussing this indeed, and the PMRC senior researcher, Ms. Chileshi Chonga, is helping us to do this. I'm assuming you are one of the stakeholders that are actually a part of this support.
Yes, indeed. As PMRC, apart from the analysis that we have done of the National Youth Policy, we also play a key role in monitoring the actual activities which are stated in the action plan and implementation plan of the National Youth Policy as well. And we also encourage and participate in various monitoring and evaluation programs as well, just to ensure that the actual targeted beneficiaries and the youth are getting the much needed support that they need through the implementation of the policy.
All right. It is PMRC Connor on Radio Forum's International Broadcasting Corporation on a Thursday mid-morning, the 15th of March 2018. Now, how will the implementation of this policy help attain the vision that is indeed supposed to be attained?
I think, first of all, the vision of the policy is actually broad, but it has categorized, and every youth in the bracket that we have talked about is actually targeted. It's very important to note that various youths have been disaggregated in different criteria according to the youth policy. This policy targets the rural youth, it targets female youths, it targets male youths, it targets youths with living with disabilities, youths in schools, and it also notifies and recognizes that there are also youths that are out of school as well, and youth in tertiary institutions, the unemployed youth as well are also targeted by this policy, and youth in formal employment as well, because they also have other challenges as well. And they've never been to school youth are also a target of this policy. And also the youth heading households, because we have noted that through the Ministry of Community Development, there are various youths actually that are heading households as well, and there are various youths that are at risk of different health and economic challenges as well. We also noted that this policy is also targeting youths in the diaspora that are Zambians as well. And the thematic areas that the activities of the youth policy emanate from are youth employment and entrepreneurship, the youth employment, talking about increasing on how many youth are actually in formal employment, self-employment, and also encouraging entrepreneurship amongst the youth to just make the youth more productive. It also talks about education and skills development. In terms of education, we talk about the education system as a whole, but also skills development as well. And youth and health, we all know that the youth have been grappling and have the challenge of various health issues that are being faced, some of them including the high prevalence of HIV and AIDS as well amongst the youth. And the policy also just ensures that there are youth-friendly health facilities for these youths to actually get information and also get health facilities as well. And it also encourages youth mainstreaming, and the policy also, in line with all programs across all line ministries, encourages for youth mainstreaming, which means that the youth will be prioritized. Similarly, as we have just come from celebrating the Women's Day, and there has been gender mainstreaming, there is also youth mainstreaming, and youth must be prioritized when it comes to various allocation of funds, financing, empowerment programs, and various economic projects and programs that government and other stakeholders are implementing in the country as well.
All right, we'll take a short break. Welcome back, and thank you very much for staying with us. We are still on the PMRC. O'Connor on ZMBC Radio 4, 11:20 is the time. And I am still talking to senior researcher, Ms. Tilesha Chaunga from the PMRC. And we are indeed looking at the just celebrated Youth Day, which was on the 12th of March 2018. We saw it featured by the general public, also go an objective of the 2015 National Youth Policy that is being implemented by the Ministry of Youth and Sport with the support of other line ministries and stakeholders. Tilesha, I did say when we come back from the musical break, we'll be looking at some of the recommendations which were presented in the analysis of the 2015 National Youth Policy. What were they?
So some of the key recommendations that we came up with after we had done our analysis on the National Youth Policy of 2015 are that there should be a consistent skills audit of the labor market. And basically this is to assess the labor needs, and we need empirical evidence of what sectors and what skills are lacking. Apart from, you know, perceptions and the like, we need actual data which can inform policy and legislation to ensure that every youth is covered and every youth is empowered appropriately. One of the other recommendations that we had is that there should be an increase in mentorship and apprenticeship, and also internship programs similar to corporate social responsibilities. Various corporate bodies, civil society organizations, NGOs, and different bodies actually carry out corporate social responsibilities. I think different organizations must have deliberate policies where they actually carry out programs to mentor various youth that are coming into the work environment. Grant them internships and also apprenticeships as well to ensure that they are ready even after they graduate or after they leave and graduate from their skills programs to ensure that they are productive up to the level that they require them to be productive. The other issue that we talked about and we recommended is that there must be timely and efficient and effective monitoring and evaluation of the policy. If you look at the policy, there are various activities that are lined up, numbers of schools, youth centers to be built, youth-friendly corners in various health institutions and the like. This must be consistent just to help government and other stakeholders plan for the future and also know where we are at a given point in time, and also look towards the future and plan for the future of the youth as well.
All right. I'd like to thank you very much for making an appearance today to indeed help us talk about, you know, the National Youth Policy, which is actually being implemented by the Ministry of Youth and Sport with the support of other line ministries as well as stakeholders. And of course, as PMRC, we just learned that you are a part of that those are, you know, supporting stakeholders. Thank you so much, Leshe, for coming too.
Thank you very much, Chana.
You're welcome. All right, that has been today's PMRC Con. I've been talking to senior researcher, Ms. Tilesha Chaunga from PMRC.